Now that you've met some of the angels and archangels, do you wonder what might be the benefit of working with them? Well, I think you may have some ideas, because it's really wonderful to have a divine helper who has your best wishes at heart, who's there to protect you, and who can gently guide you and inspire you and clear the way of any obstacles, and is a very, very dear friend, and whose only intention is to help you become closer and closer to Source, to God. And of course, we can appreciate these wonderful beings, and they also help us feel more joyful. And actually, it's through joy and through raising our vibration that we can communicate with them. Angels live at a much higher vibration than we do. And most of them have never had a physical body. They are just pure spirit. And they have all of the wisdom and the knowledge that we lost when we incarnated. And so they're vibrating much higher than we are. So we have to raise our vibration high enough to be able to feel them, to be able to see them. Now, there are ways of raising your vibration, and we've gone into several of the strategies, and through appreciation and through music and dancing and just forgiveness. And we can also look at our diet, because diet in the United States, for example, is not the most healthful, and we have a lot of opportunities to eat processed food. So the higher the vibration of the food, the higher our vibration is. Eat pure organic food whenever possible. The meats and fish, animal protein, tend to be more dense, and the angels are up at a more etheric level. So you may wish to be vegetarian or vegan if you want to connect with them more closely. A wonderful way to raise your vibration high enough to connect with angels is through breath work, such as the breath of fire.